just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
This is the Avyakta message of 5th October 2011. 5th October 2011. There is a Platinum Jubilee celebration. So, the trans messenger is going to the subtle world and bringing messages. Baba said, बाप दादा के पास बच्चों का उमंग पहुंच रहा है और बच्चों का उमंग देख बाप भी बच्चों को वाह बच्चे वाह का वरदान दे रहे हैं और मुबारक भी दे रहे हैं। जो बाप के साथी बन सेवा का पाठ अच्छा बजा रहे हैं। बाप ने तो इशारा दे दिया कि अब दुनिया की हालत तो देख रहे हो कितने गिरावट की तरफ जा रही है। बाबा सेड, द कंडीशन ऑफ द वर्ल्ड इज डिटूरेटिंग। ऐसे समय में इन सच उठाएं हर बच्चे को सदा मर्सीफुल स्थिति में स्थित हो आत्माओं प्रति शुभ भावना शुभकामना स्नेह और रहम की भावना से सकाश देनी है तब सबका कल्याण होगा। स्व की सेवा और विश्व की सेवा के डबल बैलेंस द्वारा ही सबको मुक्ति की ब्लेसिंग दिलाओ। नॉलेजफुल और पावरफुल फुल स्थिति के बैलेंस द्वारा ही ब्लेसिंग मिलेगी। इसलिए हे बच्चे विधाता बनो एक घड़ी भी सेवा के बिना न जाए निरंतर सेवाधारी बनो। मनसा द्वारा बाप की किरणें दिलाओ वाचा द्वारा बाप का वर्षा दिलाओ कर्मयोग द्वारा सर्व को कर्मयोगी का अनुभव कर्मयोगी का अनुभवी बनाओ ऐसे सर्व के सदा कल्याणकारी बनो। सो बाबा इज सेइंग द टाइम इज These are end times. These are end times. The world is on the verge of great annihilation, destruction. So what is your duty? Yesterday, Baba told the reason for terrorism. What is that? Why the terrorism is on the rise? In the world, because not just Punjab, but everyone.
Why?
Because you aren't ready. That's why they are getting ready. It's because of your unpreparedness.
Your unpreparedness.
That the great destruction is at halt. You are not ready. That's why. So Baba is saying, the present time and the future times to come are going to be tough. So, what you have to do? Sakash, what you have to do? Be situated in the most merciful stage. Merciful stage. And do what? Give blessings of mukti. Give blessings of liberation. Mukti means freedom, liberation to the souls. You need to remain. Get ready for this. Get rid of this unpreparedness and get ready. Be on your toes. The basic urge of the soul is to be free.
Freedom
is our most innate, most basic instinct. We want to become free. But somehow, we are in chains. Somehow, we have been held captive. Yesterday's Murli Baba said to teachers,
cages of gold and diamond.
Who creates? You create and you get caught. You are the creator. You are the prisoner. You are the jailer. So freedom, the basic desire is to become free. Free from everything. Because in true freedom, our real potential is awakened. The real flowering of the soul takes place in the stage of freedom. Nothing should bind me, nothing should enslave me. I live the life of total liberty, freedom, independence. So much so that Indian scriptures talk of moksha. What is the difference between mukti and moksha? One is mukti, another is moksha. Moksha means total freedom, complete freedom. Baba says it is not possible. But they do talk of this. Why do they talk of that? Probably the desire for freedom, mukti, is so intense that they realize that everything is bondage. So much so that even this taking birth and dying, this is also bondage. So that's why they said Bhava Chakra. This is a cycle of transmigration. This is known as cycle of transmigration. Birth, then death. Birth, then death. Birth and death. This cycle is known as cycle of transmigration. Even to break free of that cycle, we don't want to take any more birth. Because they realize that the once you take birth, sorrow starts. Whether you like it or not. So why not to just get rid of this basic idea of taking birth and dying? How intense must be the desire for freedom? They realize everything is bondage. They gave up the world. They took sannyas. And they became sannyasi. And started practicing sadhana. And what was the ultimate goal? Moksha. Complete emancipation. This desire to emancipate, complete freedom, total freedom.
absolute freedom, unconditional freedom. No further coming back to this earth. Goodbye to birth and death. We don't want to take any more birth. Lot of wasting, total wastage of time, life and death. Just become free once and for all. That's where the thought of moksha. Whether it is true or not, but the idea is very fanciful. It appeals, it attracts. It's rather tempting. They have two temptations. The first temptation is of going to heaven, swarg, and second, this is a lower temptation. For a yogi, sannyasi, he feels this is for worldly people. Because this is also temporary. You go for some time, again you come down. Why to come down? So that's why they conceived of this idea of total emancipation. No further bondage, no further cave, no further chains, prisons, nothing. So Baba is saying, the world is in the stage of giravat. What is giravat? Giravat means downfall. Giravat means durgati. Giravat means patan. Giravat means fall. This is a play of fall and rise. So there is a total moral depravity. Moral values are gone. Total moral depravity. Absolute spiritual lassitude in the world. The world is suffering from that decrepitude stage. That's why it's our duty, it's our responsibility to give them what? Sakash, blessings of mukti. They need blessing. Their own efforts are insufficient. So you are the one who will give blessings to the world. Blessings of mukti. But before you make others free, you have to make yourself free. And freedom are of three types. What are the types of freedom? Yes, anyone? Three or whatever you feel like. What are the different types of freedom? Physical freedom, mental freedom and spiritual freedom. Okay, what else? Types of freedom. What you can think of? Mukti. Gross and subtle. Okay, two types. What else? Thought freedom. Okay, so that is mind. Then? Sanskar. Freedom from old sanskars. What else? Sadhan. Okay, so there are different types of free from all the paraphernalia. And? Bondages, which? Different? Dependencies, all different types of dependencies. What else? Emotional freedom, intellectual freedom, spiritual freedom. What else? Moksha is also kind of freedom. It's a total freedom. One is partial, semi. One is total. One is small freedom, baby freedom. Is a big freedom. Past. Freedom from past and freedom from future worries and past stress. What else? Spiritual freedom. Okay. Freedom from vices. What else? Fear. Yes. If you can free yourself from fear, there is nothing like that. Fear is the greatest limiting factor. So, freedom from past belief systems, from limitations. So, there are three types of freedom. The first is freedom from. The second is freedom for. And the third is simply freedom. No for or from. The first is freedom from. Freedom from something. From past, from old sanskars, from limitations, from bondages, from something you want to become free. You want to get free from all these things. This relationship is very disturbing. This bondage is very disturbing. Unless and until we are free, we cannot give them blessings of freedom. Note that well. Baba says, give them blessings of mukti. But how can you free others if you are yourself not mukt? So first is freedom from past bad habits, past addictions, and old sanskars, addictions, habits, your pot patterns, your weird thinking pattern, your idiosyncrasies, your distorted and perverted thinking, and attachments, all past attachments, free yourself from all that. Desires, attachments, and what else? So, it's basically from means past. It is past oriented. This is the first type of freedom, which is past oriented freedom. The second type of freedom is freedom for something. Because this is more of positive. Freedom for what? This is future oriented. No, for because we want to enter into that new world. So this freedom is for future. Because I want to go into that world. That's why. It's for freedom. Suppose if I tell somebody, get rid of smoking. Is it okay? But why? For healthy life. So it's for something of future. So if you want to have healthy life, get rid of that. So this is desire oriented for future. But it's a future oriented freedom. So do this, this, this. Why? Because if you want to become healthy, give up this. Give you a wrong food pattern because you want to become healthy. So this is a freedom for something positive. If you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, if you want to claim high status, do this. Yesterday, Murli Baba said, the very foundation of all your bhagya, your fortune is haji. Say yes to every Srimad. That is the foundation. If you do this, all fortune is yours. The fortune of body, fortune of mind, fortune of wealth, fortune of people. But what is the foundation? Yesterday's Murli. Say, Haji. Say, yes. Yes to his every Srimad. Yes, my Lord. So second freedom is freedom for. Now what is the third freedom? It is simple freedom. No for and no from. This is present orientation. This is past oriented. This is future oriented. And this is present oriented. I am free this moment. Not from something, not for something. Just right now I feel the freedom. I feel free. Yes, this moment. I have no stress, nothing. At this moment, I don't know what is going to happen. There was a Sufi master who was imprisoned by king because he was a rebel. Because he was Baghi, or you call it Vidrohi. He was always talking against all the present belief systems, rituals, ceremonials, and everything that is going on. Because everything was against him. So he was caught, incarcerated, and told, tomorrow morning you will be hanged. So in the jail at night, he was little fearful. Tomorrow I will be no more. Even though he was a saint, even though he was fearless, intrepid, and yet death makes you. Death causes something to happen in you. So he was little restless in his cell. And suddenly his master appeared in front of him, probably in dream. And the master said, "Why are you so restless and peaceless?" He said, "Tomorrow I am going to get hanged." The master said, "What you said? Tomorrow, no? So why you are restless now? Tomorrow you are going to get hanged, no? So now, why are you restless?" After the dream, then he had a good night's sleep. He slept. Who knows what is going to happen tomorrow? This is called freedom. This is not freedom from, freedom for. Nothing. At this moment, I am free. I don't know what is going to happen in future. Throughout the day, now it's morning, we really do not know what is going to happen. But every moment I live as if this is the moment, this is the last, this is the ultimate. In this moment lies the eternity. Is pal mein sadi chupi hai. In this moment lies the eternity. This moment is the most important moment. You know that joke? That, what is that? I don't remember. That two animals, father and son, they're big. What are those jokes called? They have certain name for these two. They always are together and the jokes are there. Like elephant-like creature or elephant or somebody. So baby elephant and this father elephant, they are going. And father is asked, "Which is your favorite day?" The baby elephant says, "My favorite day is today. Today is my favorite day." The favorite day is today. Today is my favorite day. Not yesterday. Not the day after tomorrow or tomorrow. Which is my favorite day? Today. Today is my favorite day. I like this. Of all the days, this is my favorite. So present. This moment. Huh? Yeah, not birthday. This is my most. I love this day. This is so nice. So when you are free, you can give others the blessings of freedom. When you yourself are not free, and we have to devise our own freedom. Nobody can make us free. You have created your bondage because of your own ignorance. So who can free you? You yourself. You have created your bondage out of your ignorance. So only you and you and only you can free yourself. None else. Know your bondages. Examine them thoroughly with a magnifying glass. Examine. Go to their roots. Nip them from there. So Baba says, स्व की सेवा और विश्व की सेवा के डबल बैलेंस द्वारा ही सबको मुक्ति की ब्लेसिंग दिलाओ. गिव देम ब्लेसिंग. स्व सेवा. स्व सेवा इज टू फ्री वन सेल्फ. विश्व सेवा इज टू फ्री द वर्ल्ड एंड गिव देम ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ लिबरेशन. ब्लेसिंग्स. ब्रिंग देम द मैसेज ऑफ फ्रीडम. इमेजिन समबडी इज इन फ्रीडम. द ग्रुप. A huge number of people, and suddenly the freedom fighters come and they say, "We have freed you." They are so happy. All of them get free. So we are harbingers of freedom. We have to bring the new message of freedom. Om Shanti.